سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين على آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اما بعد، my dear friends, inshallah, just a few minutes. Mashallah, the Imam Sahib recited Surah Adiyat, Surah Al-Adiyat. And Al-Adiyat is a surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken on the war horses of the war steeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on the war horses, that how they plunge into the battlefield, and when they rush into the battlefield, the hooves strike against the rocks and it causes sparks to fly. And they are very brave and courageous when they rush into the battlefield, fighting the wars on behalf of their owners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on these war horses. The ulama say that those war horses that Allah has described is the equivalent of the F-16s and all the modern aircraft in this day and age. That is how fierce they used to be in the battlefield. Thereafter, and in this we also learn that horses are very noble animals. They are praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised horses when he mentioned Al-Khaylu Ma'qudun fi Nawasi Al-Khayr ila Yawm Al-Qiyam. The horses, Allah has tied goodness in its forelocks right till the day of Qiyamah. In other words, the horse is an animal that there is a lot of goodness that has been placed in the horse, and it will be till the day of Qiyamah, no matter how many modern modes of transport and warfare vehicles and so on that will be made. Even till this day, almost every military in the world has got an equestrian wing. And the police forces also have an equestrian wing, because the horses can go to such places where even the transport vehicles cannot reach, where the horses can go. And therefore, till this day, the horses are regarded as very valuable. 2 weeks ago on Friday afternoon, there were some people that came from Jordan to South Africa, and they were training on horses here in our country. Then they were from the police force, they came to learn certain skills, and I asked them about their visit and so on, and they mentioned that they come, they take the skills and they go back and they use the skills. So dear friends, the bottom line is that the horses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a lot of goodness in horses. And nowadays, mashallah, a lot of our brothers are also going into horse riding and so on. Many of our children are also getting into horse riding, which is a noble sport and it should be encouraged. One of our ulama recently, he has written a book that is called Al-Asil. And the entire book covers all the ayats of Quran and all the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam relating to horses and the noble characteristic of horses and so on. This alim from our country, mashallah, is very good with horses also. He has written this book. And it's worth reading the book, which is called Al-Asil. So therefore, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on these horses. And after taking an oath on the horses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the comparison to insan, the owner of the horse. Allah makes a comparison, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, in comparison, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that insan, definitely, most certainly, he is rebellious and disobedient to his Rabb and his owner and his master. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing a comparison between the horse and the owner of the horse, or the rider of the horse, insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at the horse, look at his obedience, look at his loyalty to his owner and his master, and look at him that he goes into the battlefield, puts his life at risk. The horses will be chopped, they'll be shot, they will be killed, they will be, you know, disabled. The horse will go into the thick of the battle. It's not his fight, but it's his owner's fight. He goes with the owner, fights, in gives his life for his owner in exchange of what? Some hay, some grass. That is what he's getting from the owner, but he's willing to give his life for his owner. And here Allah Ta'ala says, look at insan, he's supposed to be the owner of the horse, but look at his disloyalty to his owner, his master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanufur, to his Rabb, he's so rebellious, he's disobedient, that he gets everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah provides for him 3 meals a day and more, and all his needs, home and transport and medication and education and all these things are provided for Hazrat Insan by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at his disloyalty, and look at his disobedience, and look at his ingratitude, and look at the horse. Insan is supposed to be ashraful makhlukat, the best of Allah's creation. The horse is lesser than insan in terms of his creation, but the horse is more loyal and more obedient than insan. So it is a complaint from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against ashraful makhlukat, the best of his creation, insan, that look at insan, he doesn't show loyalty, and he does not show that obedience, and he does not show the gratitude that even an animal displays. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And man bears witness to the fact. He acknowledges that, yes, I am ungrateful, but despite that, he still continues in that manner. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And he is very, very greedy and desirous of wealth. He's very desirous of wealth. For wealth, he will do everything, and he works like an animal. He puts himself through so much of hardship and difficulty to accumulate that wealth. He will work and tire himself and do all of these things. But if it is done with the objective of life put one side, that is for preparation for akhirah, and his goal and objective is only wealth and to accumulate wealth and to have plenty of wealth and abundance of wealth, then that insan is destroyed because he has forgotten his whole purpose of life on earth. So therefore, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in the short surahs of the Holy Quran that وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Man's desire for wealth is too great. His love for wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in other surahs also, that وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. A very, very deep love he has for his wealth and for his accumulation of his wealth and so on. That man chases after wealth, he desires wealth, he wants to accumulate wealth, he wants to count his wealth over and over again, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions elsewhere in surah ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله عددا. He accumulates wealth and then he counts. He start counting. Well, nowadays maybe the more of it is in the account, so he has no time to count because he's already in the account. But then he goes online to check now how's my balances and you know how much do I have and you know how's my funds availability and all of these things. So if it is for fulfilling our needs of our life on earth, which Allah has placed us here, the means have to be adopted. If it is to that point, there is no problem. But when it goes beyond that, that becomes an objective, and a person is accumulating, and is not forwarding anything and EFT into the account of Akhirah, but is keeping it all in this bank of dunya, and there's no EFTs going into his bank of Akhirah, then, my dear friend, that is when there is a problem. So one ajeeb thing that we must note here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to wealth in this ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a very unique word to refer to wealth in the Quran. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And the tafsir of khair in this ayat is wealth. Now the ulama have mentioned that what is wealth and what is, one side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about wealth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to wealth as khair, goodness. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to refer to wealth with the word khair? So the explanation is that, that very same wealth, if it is used properly and it is used appropriately, then that wealth becomes a means of goodness for a person in this dunya and in the akhirah. So therefore, wealth by itself is not evil. It is the abuse of the wealth and the accumulation of that wealth without giving in the way of Allah that is evil. Otherwise, wealth by itself is not evil. In fact, wealth has been referred to as khair by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see the very wealth that a person had. Sahaba kiram, they earned the high ranks of Jannah through their wealth. And the great awliya Allah, who Allah blessed them with wealth, they used their wealth to earn their akhirah. So wealth by itself is not evil. Ni'mal malu salih lirajuli salih. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that the best wealth is the wealth that is owned by a good person, and he uses it for the causes of deen, and he uses it for the benefit of mankind, and for the construction of masjids, and the upkeep of masjids, and madrasas, and institutions, and organizations, and education, and health, and poverty alleviation, and all of these good causes, he uses his wealth in these avenues, then it is khair. That wealth is not shar, it's not evil. Good wealth in the hand of a good person, Nabi Karim Sallallahu has praised it as one of the best things that a person can own. So therefore, my dear friends, we need to strike the balance between dunya and akhirah. We need to strike that balance. We should not be tilted so much towards dunya that our akhirah suffers in the process. We need to have a balance. There must be the certain amount that we use, we have for our worldly needs, we keep that, but a lot of it also must be banked in the bank account of the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Qarun in the Holy Quran that وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises, speaks about the immense wealth of Qarun. How much of wealth Allah had given him? Unlimited wealth. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him that وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek through it دار الآخرة, the Akhirah. Through your wealth, build your Akhirah. Seek your Akhirah through your wealth. Use it for your Akhirah. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of dunya. Don't give everything away. that now you yourself have to go and ask for charity. No. Keep a certain amount. The balance. This is how Allah Ta'ala teaches us balance in this incident of Qarun. That seek your akhirah. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share, your worldly needs. You use for your worldly requirements too. And وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. How Allah has been kind to you and Allah has favored you. Allah has granted you all of these things. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. You also favor the people and share with the people and give to the people and help the people and assist the people. My dear friend, there are many people out in our communities that require some assistance sometimes. They are in a financial crisis or they're having some difficulty or problems. People are owing amounts and they can't pay back. Allah save us from riba. Allah save us from interest. Allah save us from overdrafts. Allah Ta'ala save us from, you know, mortgages and all of these things. That then when the economy is in a crisis and we have financial crises and we have all the inflation going up and then they put the interest rates up and now people are struggling because they can't meet their commitment and then they become desperate and what people are trying to do in a state of desperation. Now this is the time when Allah has given certain people, they must come forward. And they must say, look, we will help you out, brother. Whatever your problems are, let's see how we can help you out. You know, we help you to clear your loan so you don't have to pay any more interest. And then you repay it and so on certain terms and conditions. And we can help a lot of people like this. Allah has given us the means, the opportunity. But what we find is that everybody holds back. And very few people want to help and assist. And then we find that those whom Allah has given them a lot, they could have helped a lot of people, but they held back. And what happens? Then there's some kidnapping. Now you have to shell out hundreds of millions or tens of millions to bring the person back. It was of no benefit to you, to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors, for the deen, for your akhirah. Nothing. It went into the pocket of the kidnappers, criminals. Benefited out of your wealth. But if you had helped people out, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you His special protection. So dear friends, we need to take stock and what Allah has given us, learn to share that and give that and help the people out. We know that the economy of the world is in a very, very precarious condition with the war in Ukraine and prices of commodities going up, oil and fuel and basic food commodities. Things are going to get more tight and more difficult. I read an article that in countries like Germany, which is supposed to be a first world country, their people are now having one meal a day because they need to save for the basic needs. They can't even afford two meals a day. So these are the times that lie ahead of us. We need to take stock. We need to be careful how we spend and don't waste our wealth in frivolous things, in functions and all of these things. And let us use it to assist people and to take people out of their difficulties. When we will help people, Allah will help us. When we give people and we assist them in their hour of need, Allah will help us in our hour of need. We gave sadaqah and charity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Dawu mardakum bi sadaqah. Cure your sick people through charity. We gave charity. A person in the family got sick through the barakah of their charity. Just a few simple medicines across the counter from the pharmacy. They took it. Alhamdulillah, they got cured. They got better. And there are other people that they're holding on. They don't want to spend their wealth. Now somebody got sick in the family. Now they're spending tens of thousands of rands and going for operation after operation, and there doesn't seem to be any cure in sight for that person. So my dear friends, let us use this wealth judiciously, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the surah Al-Adiyat, don't be less than the animal. Don't be less than a horse in your obedience to your creator. Don't be less than a horse in your loyalty to your owner and your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be less than an animal in your gratitude to your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be that person that the love of wealth overwhelms you to such an extent that you don't even accumulate for your bank of akhirah. People think, I'm going to leave this behind for me and my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and my generation to come. He's gone from this world. They squandered the wealth. It was not of any benefit to him. Nothing went with him in the akhirah. He is the biggest loser. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.